How to Vote and Save Your Marriage. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The campaign is over. The choices are clear. It's time to be counted. And what have we here? Why, a happy young couple, their ballots in hand. After hemming and hawing, they must take a stand. But as they debated, a fallout occurred, because he was for him, but she was for her. You'd vote for that woman, he said with a sneer. A woman whose emails could just disappear? And you'd vote for him, she said with disgust. How could you ignore what he said on that bus? He said, unfair, you're dissing my hero. She said, so what, his tax bill was zero. Then he said, Benghazi. And she said, the Russians. Their marriage devolved to a cable discussion. Trump is an outrage, she said to him. He's misogynistic, his outlook so grim. Hillary's worse than that, he said to her. She's clearly a crook and her memory's a blur. Trump's out of control, he's vain and he's bitter. His own staff was forced to divorce him from Twitter. Hillary's sick and she's racked with pneumonia, and once she's in office, she won't even phone you. They went round and round with such increasing fury that some of the neighbors were starting to worry. She would say something, and he would refute her. And then the phone rang. It was Anderson Cooper. He said, this is crazy. I must interrupt. It's just an election, so kiss and make up. So they both swallowed hard and went out on a limb. He voted for her. She voted for him. Elections are simple. Love is complex. They filled out their ballots, and then they had sex. The outrage was gone, and so was the stress. Because this much they agreed on. They both hate the press. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.